This is the Elita Half Hour, brought to you by Elita, maker of Britain's most fabulous hair products.
Elita takes care of your hair.
Did you know that Elita makes Sun Silk shampoo and Sun Silk hairspray? And if you're looking for hair colorants, Elita makes those too. Famous hair colorants like Harmony, Melody, and fabulous new Sea Witch. And Elita makes pin-up and twink home perms. So whatever your hair needs today, tomorrow, anytime,
Elita takes care of your hair.
Hi there, this is Johnny Moran saying welcome to the Elita Show. Coming up is our Elita chart starter from Mr. Wilson Pickett. One that's going to go high, 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 right up to number... And now a young British boy whose career will surely develop him into one of the bigger names in the showbiz field. He's a great attraction here at the Marquee, and his name is David Bowie. David, you're working with the backing group, the Buzz. Have you always been with them?
As David Bowie, yes, I've always been with them for about 6 months.
Why do you say as David Bowie? You worked
otherwise. I was somebody else before that.
This is what, your second record, and it's a song you wrote?
Yes, I write most of the stuff I record, the B-sides and A-sides.
I understand there are plans for something much more ambitious from you.
At the moment, I'm concentrating on a musical with my A&R man, Tony Hatch.
Now, is this going to be a pop-type musical or a street musical?
Not at all. It's going to be perfectly legit.
Well, surely writing this musical is going to take up quite a bit of your time
for
the next few years.
Yeah.
You still think you'll be able to carry on and continue your pop career?
I hope so. I'd like to get into cabaret, obviously.
Well, how would you change your act?
I have one or two ideas on that as well.
Which you won't expand upon. You don't see yourself as another Tommy Steele?
Not at all, no.
Just as the first original David Bowie.
I hope so.
Well, thank you very much, David, for talking with us here on stage at the Marquee. And here is I Dig Everything. This destined to take David Bowie to higher chart honors, called I Dig Everything.
Seen a dress you can't afford, feeling kind of flat and bored. The way it's plain to see, what you need is harmony.
Harmony hair colors made by Elita. It's so easy to use, and when you've used it, you're still you, and yet...
Lights up, your hair lights up too.
Color, shine.
It's plain to see, what you use is...
Every other Big Al DJ has told me just how great our next guests are. Their new disc is a Lennon McCartney composition, and their name is Episode 6.
Well, Episode 6, all six of you, welcome very much to the Marquee.
Thank you.
First of all, hello to you, Graham.
Hello.
What sort of numbers do you like to do as a group?
We like anything, as long as it's good and can be presented well on stage.
And you all sing, every single one of you?
That's true, yes. Although we've got three main lead vocalists, Ian, Harvey and Sheila.
Well, Tony, what is your part in the singing?
I usually sing the bass voices.
Rog, you're the songwriter in the group.
Yes.
What have you written so far?
A few B-sides, and I've had one record out by the three people called Have You Ever Been There?
Sheila, can we ask you, with the songwriter in the group, how come you decided to record a Beatles song?
Well, it was sort of decided for us, really. We were looking very hard for it too, and it was a very lovely number, and it was decided we'd be recording one.
But you don't want to be classed as a group that's going to record Beatle numbers and cover versions?
Oh, no, not at all.
How does it feel being one girl amongst five fellas in one group?
Oh, it's very nice.
It's good company,
and
is it?
I'd recommend it.
Harvey, well, how did you come together?
Well, myself, Graham, Tony and Rog, we all went to the same school, and things started happening, and then One day we discovered that Sheila was Graham's sister, so she got in as well. And I don't know where he came from.
Ian, I gather you're the newest member to the group.
Yes, I joined about 15, 16 months ago.
Thank you very much for guesting with us here at the Marquee, and we're only too happy to let everybody here right now, here, there, and everywhere.
Thank you.
Something you're bound to hear here, there, and everywhere from our Alita Show guests, Episode 6. And now on the Alita Show, for me, it's a great pleasure to introduce someone for whom I have the greatest personal regard, Miss Julie Felix.
Well, Julie, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You're described as a folk singer.
Folk music and folk singers mean different things to different people. I guess this is the best label, if you're going to label me. Basically, there are two schools of folk music. There's the kind of traditional school and the modern school. Recently, because I've been on the march and taken part in other demonstrations, I'm thought more to be a modern singer, dealing with the problems that exist today.
Well, what do you regard as the problems of today?
Mostly people having preconceived ideas and not taking the time to open their minds and think of new ideas of their own and of other people.
Do you think singing folk songs can be an effort to remove this problem?
Well, I think basically that people know there are wrongs going on, but they escape them from day to day. They tend not to identify with them. And I think that folk songs can make them, bring them home.
Well, Julie, I believe that you're, part Mexican.
Yes, my father was born in Mexico, and so that makes me a half-breed. But the other half is American.
And your latest single is called?
I Can't Touch the Sun.
Well, thank you very much, Julie Felix, for being with us on the show. And here it is, I Can't Touch the Sun.
A touch of folk artistry there from Julie Felix, I Can't Touch the Sun.
Dawn on the sea floats a shadow of pearl. Clouds in the sky form the face of a girl. Hair in the wind, spinning dreams you could share. The girl with the sun in her hair.
For sunny hair with a touch of silk, use Sun Silk Shampoo. There are four kinds of Sun Silk. Choose the one made specially for your kind of hair to give it sunny lights, a silken touch. Sun Silk, your most precious cosmetic by Alida.
Hair in the wind, spinning dreams you will share. The girl with the sun in her hair.
Sun Silk.
And now, an Alida Phonographic Flashback. This week's Alida Phonographic Flashback features the great guitar sounds of Duane Eddy and his fantastic hit of 8 years ago. Yes, it's back to 1958 we go now to hear the strong and velvety beat created by Duane Eddy with his original twanging Nashville sounds of Rebel Rouser. And now we have a special Alida offer. Here's your chance to see the great Rolling Stones in action. Alida are offering for every Stones appearance of their fantastic tour of Britain, 5 double front row seats. See the Stones in action by answering this simple competition. What was the Rolling Stones' first number one hit record? And remember, the Stones will be appearing at the Royal Albert Hall, London. Then Leeds. Liverpool. Manchester. Stockton. Glasgow. Newcastle. Ipswich. Birmingham. Bristol. Cardiff. And Southampton. Write your answers on a postcard with your name and address and send it to Alida Stones, Radio London, 17 Curzon Street, London, W1. And remember, postcards only, please. And now for our last guests on this week's Summertime Alida Show, let's talk to a group whose records are produced by that amateur playing at pop, as he calls himself, Jonathan King. The name, of course, is Hedgehoppers Anonymous.
Well now, Hedgehopper John, you were originally RAF people, and this is the origin of the Hedgehoppers in your name.
Yes.
Where does the Anonymous come from, Tom?
I believe it's King's idea. Nothing to do with me.
That's a gentleman called Jonathan King, isn't it, who we've mentioned? who also produces your records.
Yes. Jonathan produces our records.
Could say that.
Yes. Why do you say that, Alan, in that tone of voice? Aren't you very happy with the way he's producing your records?
Apparently he's not very happy. Did you read his column this week?
What do you feel about Jonathan King saying that your latest record, which he has produced, is a bad record?
We didn't have violins on it, which he doesn't like. He wanted us to have violins and flugelhorns or something.
Things like that, yes. And we wanted just a group sound, you see. He's not very fond of group sounds.
He wants us with, you know, big things happening, which we didn't want anyway.
Because he feels that sort of gives him a better name as a producer. You know, people say, oh, it's a lovely production.
Do you think it'll be a commercial record?
Oh, I think so, because it's the first record with a complete group playing.
Even Good News Week, which was your biggest hit, didn't have the whole group playing on it.
Oh, no. Violins.
Red violins in the background.
Violins, kitchen sink.
Well, Glenn, what's your role as a new member to the group?
I'm the drummer.
Drum roll.
And bongos. And
what do you have lined up in the way of bookings to come?
We don't.
You're going to be out of work, are you?
No. I believe we're going into cabaret. Our manager's starting on an act this week, so we're off the road for a week. And we start cabaret in a fortnight.
Thank you, Hedgehoppers, very much. In this particular Saturday afternoon, let's go through daytime. Daytime and nighttime. That's a disc that you can play for me anytime. But that's all this time from The Alida Show, which has been coming to you from the stage of the Marquee, 90 Wardour Street in the very heart of London. We'll be back next week at 2 o'clock with another great lineup of guest stars and discs. And in the meantime, in between time, this is Johnny Moran saying bye now.
This program has been brought to you by Alida, maker of Britain's most fabulous hair products.
Alida takes care of your hair.
Don't forget, Alida makes Sunsilk shampoos and Sunsilk hairsprays. And Harmony, Melody, and Sea Witch hair color, and Pinup and Twink home perms.
Alida takes care of your hair. Alida takes care of your hair.
A Marquee production, directed by Mark Kelly.